Welcome to Earthwise, reflections on Earth-based spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about the story of January. The month of January was named for the Roman god Janus, or Janus to give it its Latin pronunciation. Janus was the god of thresholds. He had two faces, one looking back to the past and the other looking forward to the future. As guardian of thresholds, Janus held a key in his left hand and a staff in his right hand to signify his authority to open the gate of the new year. Janus also oversaw the rising and setting of the sun and the start of each new season, the thresholds through which the earth herself passed in her cycle around the year. But as I am fond of saying, scratch a god, find a goddess. And we don't have to scratch very hard to find the goddess behind the double faces of Janus. This goddess is Jana, or Jana. By Roman times, Jana had been demoted to a minor moon goddess and wife of Janus. But Jana and Janus had existed as a couple for much earlier times, when she was the great moon and mother goddess Diana, and he was her son and consort, the oak god Dianus. Diana and Dianus embodied the ancient Indo-European myth in which the mother goddess gave birth to her son each winter solstice. He grew to manhood by spring, wed her by summer, died in the fall, and returned to her womb, from which he was born again at the winter solstice. The etiology of the name Diana, or Diana, shows that it combines two words, di, meaning divine, and Ana, meaning mother. From Ana and Jana, we get the Sanskrit word yoni, which means the vulva, or female genitalia. The yoni symbolized the female generative principle, which encompassed both life and death, both future and past. The yoni was the sacred threshold through which life entered the world at birth and left the world at death. Thus, the yoni, Jana or Jana, had two faces, one looking forward to the future and the other looking back to the past. By Roman times, the role of Jana had been usurped by Janus, and Janus would henceforth keep his stern and solitary vigil as immortal guardian of the threshold of the year, never himself to be born or reborn again, but instead to be forever removed from the cyclical vitality and joy of being the son and lover of the mother goddess Jana. Despite the loss of being recognized as the goddess of the threshold, however, Jana has survived in surprising ways, for instance, in the ancient symbol of the vesica piscis, seen abundantly in Christian art. The vesica piscis is an oval figure which is pointed at top and bottom, a figure commonly used to surround the Virgin Mary in paintings and stained glass art. The vesica piscis originally symbolized the vulva of the mother goddess, a shape so sacred to ancestral memory that it had to be retained and reinterpreted in the Christian context of the Mother of God. Another image of Jana found frequently in the architecture of Christian churches was the Shilanagig, the squatting, grinning female figure carved into the archway of church doors. She grasped the sides of her vulva, which was shaped like a vesica piscis, to reveal the entrance to her womb. The church explained her as a demon meant to frighten away evil. But, like the vesica piscis, the Shilanagig was really yet another image of Jana, the mother goddess and keeper of the threshold, who welcomed all who passed through to enter her sacred womb of rebirth. Yet another ancient Jana symbol is the horseshoe, found in the shape of archways in Hindu and Islamic temples. In Western culture, we too honor this horseshoe shape by hanging horseshoes over doorways for luck and protection. Passing under the horseshoe shape, a symbol of jhana's threshold, brings the riches of rebirth down upon our heads whenever we walk through her portal. And so, the month of January is the threshold between the past and the future, the goddess Jhana's sacred gateway to the next cycle of your life. May Jhana's blessings pour down upon you as you enter this new year. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley. Thank you.